Commencement is a unique beginning. There's a large part of myself that likes to pretend I'm not afraid. Consequently, I find that I'm good not only at pretending to myself I'm not afraid, but also I can do a real bang-up job at hiding it from other people. One of the ways I learn about myself is by writing. When I write out my thoughts, they're laid out where I have to look at them. Writing down thoughts and attempting to capture feelings in words eliminates much chance of pretending they're not there. By recording some of my thoughts last semester, I was able to look at my fear square in the middle of its word, in these words: the precipitous sparks profound awe and alarm. Height and vastness alike are its aim. The first thing I had to admit was that I'm even good at hiding the meaning of my thoughts and feelings in the way I use words. Then I began to search for a clue. The clue I found to be in the word precipitous. That which is precipitous is that which is on the verge or that which is about to be. The precipitous to me is related to commencement, to new beginnings. For me, commencement can be a scary thing, phenomenon, because of its nature. A commencement is a unique beginning. Henry Nouwen, in his book, The Living Reminder, speaks of the sustaining power of memory. Memory holds the bank upon which commencement is predicated. Commencement carries a history as a part of itself. This week, our beginnings are a time of testing, which leads to another commencement, which will in turn lead to another new beginning, and another, and still later, another and another. For some of us, the commencement of testing will move to a commencement of a new phase of life as a full-time minister, or to a new phase of transition searching for work, or to another phase of school. Whatever the commencement, even the testing, it carries its bundle of fait accompli, its acts already done, and moments that have already passed. The new beginning is possible because of all that has gone before. A test is possible because of hours in class and hours in study. Ministering is possible because of years of growth in a direction under God, incorporated in a call, a concentration showing focus and devotion. In Christ, each commencement bears an element of grace. There's a potential for expectancy out of praise or promise, for fruition out of responsiveness, and for praise out of joy. Commencement bears two faces, an absent face and a present one, a veiled face on the one hand and one which is in view. The absent face is the history that builds to commencement. The present face is the acting out of that which is new. Jesus told the disciples that it was good for them that he go away. The good was to be in the coming of the Comforter. The Comforter would be made possible only at the absence of Jesus. The absence of Jesus' physical presence is connected with the coming of the Comforter, a spiritual advent. Whatever else this change may imply, it implies for me a special intervention of grace, a special intervention of grace connected with that which is memory. Grace is a love that enables itself, a love that perpetuates itself. If I can link that special intervention of grace with commencement, I can view commencement in a much better light. I can experience, hopefully, the changes involved in moving from that which is present to all that is involved in a new beginning. Commencement becomes more meaningful, not because I pretend I'm not afraid, but because I allow grace to have dominance. Grace becomes for me the instrument of freeing lots of energies for claiming the value of all that moves to memory now, of all that serves to sustain a new beginning. The absent face of commencement becomes the memory bank for the present face of commencement. History serves to sustain the new. Grace is a gift of God. It reveals commencement as a gift through Christ, our risen Lord. Alleluia. Amen. Would you stand with me for the benediction? In the name of the Lord God who created us, in the name of Christ who came to give us life, and in the name of God's own holy presence who continues the incarnate life in us, leave from these moments together, remembering that they are a building block of time adding to commencement. There is commencement even now, a commencement that carries with it its own history. Remember, it is a gift of God. Go with this measure of grace. Amen.